This is Al Simpson. It's time to put cost of living increases on the budget negotiating table, even if that sets Ted Kennedy's knees to jerking. We'll face off in a minute. Ted, everyone agrees we've got to cut the budget, but no one wants to face the hard truth. Well, I'm ready to speak the unspeakable. I'm talking about limiting cost of living increases in all, and yes, I said all, the entitlements. Social Security, veterans benefits, military, federal retirement. Now, I know that that strikes terror in a free-spending heart like yours, Ted, but we have to look at those programs for the same reason that Willie Sutton robbed banks, because that's where the money is. Now, I agree that any present amount of benefit currently being received should be protected and in full. All we have to do is summon up the collective political courage to cut those, quote, automatic yearly increases. These untouchable programs make up 70% of the budget, Ted. How can you shield them and ever honestly reduce this deficit?
Al, you need another lesson from Willie Sutton. If he goes where the money really is, he'd be heading for the Pentagon. Instead of cheerleading for the right and trotting out unfair schemes to balance the budget on the backs of the poor, Al, I wish just once you'd try to cut spending where the fat is, in the gold-plated weapon systems and freewheeling military spending of the Reagan years. Pick on someone your own size for a change, Al. Cutting back on Social Security is a thoroughly bad idea. You're attacking the poorest of the poor. For elderly citizens living on the edge, Social Security makes all the difference, and the annual cost of living adjustment is part of that protection. Next time you get the urge to cut, Al, spend a month living on what Social Security will buy and see if that's really where you want to cut. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.